So the Mishnah, the Gemara here introduces the, we'll start with the Kasha from the Gemara in Chaf Amud Aleph, that the Gemara wants to know what's the case that, call Kasha B'Shechita, connect the Bari of Kasha B'Malika, Apostle B'Shechita, Apostle B'Malika. So the Gemara ends up saying, what we're talking about is, and here also it's like that. So what's the case? So first of all, why does Gemara say such a modern thing that you came from the Shipu Roshai? Just say that you're Magrim Shlish Shipu Shachat Shnei Shlish. So the Roshash is a tzad one to stop at Tutz Dadim, but the Roshash it brings up a tzad, the Pshat in the Gemara, which is why it brings up the Shipu Roshai, that he came in from Shipu Roshai, which would mean that he was Magrim in the Mafrekas. He was Magrim in the Mafrekas, the Shlish, and then he was Shnei Shlish, B'Shrita. So the Shaila is, how is that Shaykh Hagrama in the Mafrekas? What's he saying over there? Question number two is that Bechlal, the Mefarshim Shtel, that we don't paskin like this halacha, because according to Rashi, specifically, we paskin like Reb Chanina ben Atignas. And Reb Chanina ben Atignas, Rashi says, doesn't have this problem of Higrim Shlish Shachach Neshlish. And mostly Hashem Bechlal, it's a Machlis Hashem, we've paskin like this Lashon of Reb Huna altogether. But even if, but we paskin like Reb Chanina ben Atignas. And according to Rashi, Reb Chanina ben Atignas doesn't have this problem at all. So it's modna to say that we're bringing down this thing, Dolak Hilchsa. Okay. Now, in the Etzem idea of Malika, Rashi says, why is it that if you're shaykhit from the back, is a kasha? L'cha'ira, you go through the mafrekas first. The mafrekas makes it a trefa. So Rashi's lashon in the Mishnah. Rashi says, It's not like that. So lo have a shviras mafrekas mina shchita. The lashon, the simple reading of Rashi would be very sharp that the mafrekas, the shviras mafrekas, is a chelik of the is an etzem chelik of the malika. And that's why, since it's an etzel chelik of the malika, so it's not worse than the kuvas aveshet that also makes the animal a trefa before you finish the roiv, and yet it's good because it's all part of the seder of the malika. So Rashi here also it's part of the seder of the malika. Rashi is mashma very much. It's like an integral chelik of the mafrekas, is an integral chelik of the malika. And the lashon of Rashi later, there's a little less mash like that. Rashi on Chaf Amud Beis, Divrei Maaseh V'Chi, on the Kasha of Abaye, V'Chi Omer Moilek, Rashi says that the Gemara asks, after you did the Mafrekas V'Roi Basar, it's an Avela, it's not Shaykh Malika. So he says, what about always? Without Z'iri, it's like that. You broke the Mafrekas. So he says, Avachiyu Samia Isba, if there's some treifa ba'al mahavya inish brabloy malika aval chiyusa mia isba mishmach have malika siman and malika betreifa like alameimar shezed derech hachshara dimloy shav inich ala hachshara so b'maisa in katarvis because it's derech hachshara b'kach. Sounds like it's just the derech. Let's see what right if that's it's less mashma that it's an integral chelik. What? It's a chelik of the machshir of the malika. Here it's much more, it's not like that, just a cost of dick, we'll see. Bechlal, just Derech Agav, I just want to bring up something, Dia Balman, it's important, that we mentioned over here the Nekuvas HaVeshet, so in the Gemara later, the Gemara brings a Z'iri, that Z'iri says, Nishbar Mafrekas Rav Bosh is a Nevela, and Rashi says it's a Nevela Mechayim, that it's Metame now, Be'oidim Mefrechesis. So it's mamash and avela now, it's dead. So the Rashba brings up over here that Maishna this from every Nekuvas HaVeshet, because we pass Nekuvas HaVeshet as a nevela also. So if there's a problem, they can't be moilik after something's in avela. So how do you tackle continuing shechita after your nekuvas aveshet? So the Rashba says this, that nekuvas aveshet is nevela, doesn't mean nevela mechaim. It means it's a nevela that if you'll shecht, it's going to be a nevela. But right now it's not matame. That's what nekuvas aveshet means. And nekuvas aveshet nevela means that if it's a nevela that if you'll shecht it, it's going to have on an issue nevela because the shechita can't be matir this type of treifas. But it's not nevela. It's not a nevela right now. That's what the Rashba says. Nevela, it's not no shaychus to Nizi'iri's din. What? Yeah, and there's enough chiyus went out already that you can't down the shechita. The chiyus went out through shechita, so it'll blive in avela. But right now, it's still alive. That's what Rashba says. Now, Lamaisa, the Rambam says that it is an avela mechayim. Those words, Shalos, what does it mean? So machoikas, the Tefor Shor says he means like this also, but the Shach and Siman Lama Gimel says he means it's an avela mechayim mamish. That it's metame kilu. Because of Eshet, if you learn like that Shach, this is very shredded Gemara. The place the others ask this kasha to for sure, what's behind that Rambam? But it's glad to mention that point over here. Okay, so the shaz, I wanted to understand a little bit this Rashi, if mafrekes is min hashchita. Now later on in the Gemara brings Bnei Rabchia. The Bnei Rabchia say that it's kosher if you're machzir the simanim, and they have two lashonis, machzir davkar af machzir. So erstens, Rashi says if he's machzir the simanim. He's machzir simanim v'choytech ha-simanim levadon. Rashi says he doesn't cut the mafrekes. So, the shayla is that if you say that the mafrekes is a chelek of the etzem machshir of the shechita, of the malika, so it's very modna, it comes out very interesting that Bnei Rabchia have like a whole brand new malika. They say, no, it's not a chelek. I thought it is, no, it's not. So they're arguing on like the etzem machshir of the malika that the Mishnah holds that the malika is being ufketan with the it's an integral part of it is the mafrekes and the siman. They say no, only simanim. It's not just machshir. They're changing the whole thing of the whole machshir of the malika. And more than that is if you hold af machshir, so then what? They have an option. You could either be matir the bema with the mafrekes and the siman, or just the siman if you're machshir. What's malika? Well, you have a choice which route you're going to... He didn't show me, but he told me that Rav David brings down this shayla from the Briskov, this question, on the afmaser.
It's in Rashi.
Yeah, I'm saying this, the way Rashi... Yeah. So, now, in the etzim... Marsha makes it worse. So what's the Marsha say? Well, he may answer this, but he makes something else worse. So the Marsha says... that the Marsha says that Pshat and Rashi, why is Choytech Simanim Levadon? So the Marsha says the reason is because it's all about a Chatas Oif and we have a problem of Avdala. So therefore, you don't do the Mafrekes because the Mafrekes would be Avdala. So there's a sefer called the Nois Yankif. Nois Yankif is very geshmaka sefer. Has a lot of simanim on the Choshchita. It's from the brother of the Dvar Avram. No, it's not a new sefer. So it was never reprinted in a new normal print. So we have one over here in the Kol. I have one. It's like an old print, whatever. Anyway, so the sefer Nois Yankif asks on the Marsha that if the mafrek is not chiluk of the machshir of the shechita, so then it's not shaykh to Abdullah either, because it's just like or. And R is not kosher yeshna b'shchita yeshna b'avdala. So it's just like the R. Teretz is that it's muchach from the Marsha that even in Bnei Rabchia it's a chelik of the malika. But then hagufa, so it's interesting. So Lemaisa comes out that you have to understand. So he's saying is that the Marsha is learning in Rashi that stayed over here that no matter what. In that way, it's better, but it just comes out that so you need to do simanim and mafrekes, but you're missing chelik of the machshir.
Why? Do you have three things?
No, well, Yav doesn't say to do half a simon, a miyat of a simon.
It's like the three things.
You say it's like a
simon?
What's the
problem?
Yeah. Third
simon. It's like two simon. It's a third simon. It's simanim and mafrekes. So, choyer, you have to do with simanim, you come with one.
Two
simanim. No, it's two simanim, you do one. This would be, to me, like missing an ingredient. But
you can't look at it.
Marsha's saying this that it's a chelik of the malika, and memela you don't do it out of dollar. Okay. Now, and why is it not or vice versa that even in bnei b'chia it's like that? Okay. Now, okay. Now, there's another marsha. L'chora, the marsha is a shtickle that she tells you in this point. There's a gemara later. The gemara later says over here that ketzad. How do you do malika on chafal v'manal? So ketzad malkin. So the gemara says that what you do is chatasoyif choytech shadr mafregas b'loy roiv basar. Because of Ziri, so you don't do the Rav Basar. And by Chatos, what you do is, Achim Agil Lakana Eleveshet, Higil Eleveshet Lakana Chaytech Simen Echad, Oirubay Verav Basar Imay. So you do the one Simen Verav Basar. So what does Rav Basar over here? So it's an interesting Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger asks, I think it's not common like this. But basically, okay, Rabbi Kveger asks Sarkin Gadol on this Gemara. Because he says, very simple question, why in the world are you shechting the Roiv Basar after the Simen? What are you accomplishing? The Chayra, the Ikar Malika, Zakh Rabbi Kveger's Lashon, the Ikar Malika is only in the Simanim. Not more. And I'll bring you a Raya, because Rashi said before that according to Bnei Rabchia, you don't do the mafrekes. So memela, you see that the ikar of malika, that's Rabbi Kveger's lashon, is just the simanim. So now that you did the simon, why are you going ahead and doing the roiv basar afterwards? It's like a very like straightforward. Like the kashali lamali lim like roiv basar. Hare af machzir demachzir moich simon vadim. Hare de ain't sarach lim like akasimanim. Ela dim ain't machzir. So why normally do you cut the mafrekes or the roiv basar? Is because ef shalavay lasimin belish yachtech kodem mafrekes. That's the halacha. Means that Rabbi Kveger saying is that he understood that Rashi saying there is no machlekes bnei rabchia and the Mishnah. Everyone holds the ikar chiddush of the ikar malika is only in the simanim, and the question is, if you have to go from the back, because it's the lawyer, if it's machayev location, that you start from the back, so it's the chiddush, it's the derech hachshara, it's just you go. So memela, since it's efshar, lova l'sim and belish yachtach kodem amafrekes, so memela, it's mutter. You don't have to, it's not a halacha, it's not a chelik of anything. Memela, b'nei rabchia say, your machayev will erf without that, so your machayev will erf without that, so then, of course, you don't do the mafrekes. Mafrekes doesn't not ma'al merit in the malika. Mela, if Mafrek is not Malo Murder and Malika, why are you doing Rav Basar now? All the Malika is a Simen. Aval Akhri, Shechotach HaSimen, Lama Li Rav Basar, HaBachatas, like Avdal. I mean, the most you could think, maybe it's also Avdal. Maybe you're doing the Rav Basar, it's Avdal. But when Chatas, if you know Avdal, it doesn't understand why you're doing this. Very interesting, Rav Kveger. Gemara says like that, I understand the Gemara. Huh? Actually, they have grown. That's Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger's, this Lashon Rabbi Kveger is a few times over here. Rabbi Kveger, in being Masber the Gemara, Derech Agav, it's a whole complicated cheshbon, but basically Rabbi Kveger, when he's Masber, the last line of the Gemara, when the Gemara asked on Bnei Rabchia from the Mishnah, he said, Be'etzem Bnei Rabchia shtim with the Mishnah, because even though the Mishnah says that if you're shoychet from the, or if you're moilek from the back, it's kosher, and if you're shoychet from there, it's possible. So, according to the Bnei Rabchia, if it's talking about without being machzer, so they're both possible. If it's with machzer, they're both kosher. So, the Gemara asks the kasha, and the Rishonim asks, why does it say mistavra, not like Bnei Rabchia, it's tiyufta. So, Tosfos asks the kasha. So, Rabbi Kveger says, no, it's not so shver. Because anyway, the Ikar Malika is only in the Simonim. Ach mikomakom afi mitzchu b'mafrekes, kshemagi achai kach li Simonim, maskel oz mitzvah Malika. If you'll be moilek from the back, it's maskal oz mitzvahs malika. Rak the nitcha for mikaydim. According to Bnei Rabchia, it will be a treifa because you didn't need to do it this way. It's not mechuyev to do that. Ve'ikar mitzvahs malika basimanim. Just it's not, and since you have the option of being machzer, so or it's dafka machzer, so mil dafka machzer says if you do it this way, it'll be a treifa. But if you don't do it this way, but the ikar malika is the same. You're still doing malika in the simanim. Bikiveger says Bikiveger's lashon. Even he has a whole long thing, but he says, why? Someone asked him a kasha that how come Nukus Aveshet is kosher by oif, halo, you could shech the kana. So you shech the kana, so why are you shechting the oif for? It's not yet mechuyev to make it a treifa first. So he says, according to Bnei Rabchia, it's af machzir. But so why are you allowed to do it the other way? You're making a treifa first. Vaisais, that. He says, "Alavadin mekumakom achad da amr Torah dehechsher deshchito malika af beveshet." You could do it this way. Mikri mitzvos bekach. Chanami kivim the mitzvos malika gam b'loy chazar simanim shaper mikri mitzvos bekach. There's an option to do it that way. So maybe that was included. Okay, that's not a riot, but he, like this. What? Huh? No, my point is that it sounds like he's just saying, well, it's not a right either way. Just his lashon was more like, so it's also bekach, like you do it this way. I don't care if it comes to treifa first. The Rabbi Kiveger is mashma. The other Rabbi Kiveger before was saying was only saying in Bnei Rabchia, but in the other Rabbi Kiveger on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, when he asks the kasha that why are you doing Rav Basar, the next paragraph is "Ani mistapik gamkein im tzarich malika samafrekas ba'atzmai shel koyin." Ve'ishlemer de'ikar hasimen k'moy b'machzir. Just like they hold by machzir, you can do it. Rak she'iyef shelovel hasimen b'li mafrekas. Har mafrekas k'moy ha'or u'mutu l'chotchi b'sachin. We're going even in the Mishnah. Means even in the Mishnah, he holds that the mafrekas is really just not min hashchita. So Kveger's sheet over here is sounds like mafrekas is a reshus and it's machadish that you could do it this way. So male, it's not a treifas, but it doesn't go into the thing. And he asks his kasha, why do you have to do rebus? He doesn't understand. That's zavana. The marsha on this question of rebus. So the marsha's move, we're not like Rabbi Kveger. Over here, the marsha goes on when the Gemara asks. Abai asks on Zairi. Abai asks Akasha on Zairi. He says that if you hold like Zairi, no, Rava asked Akasha that v'chimesa oimenu meilek, v'chimesa oimenu meilek. So Abai said, well, what about oilsa oif? Oilsa oif, you're after one simon. How are you doing the second simon? So Marsha says, if the Gemara held that one simon makes it a mesa, so really Abai could have asked from Chatas Oif also, because why after one simon are you doing right Basar? What's the Marsha says? Meaning to say he's learning that there will be a problem with Chimesa Oimin Amoylik. The Gemara could have asked that Kasha. It means he's not learning it's Avdallah. It's a chiluk from the Malika itself, because the Gemara starts with Avdallah. So he's saying the Gemara's Kasha, Abai should have asked that why are you doing Roy Bossam? He understood, the Marsha, that even by Chata Sa'if, one Simon and Roy Bossam is a chiluk of the Malika itself. So the Marsha Lishitasai and Rabbi Kiveger Lishitasai. So Marsha is going that these things, the Mafrekas, Rebosar, sounds like it's a chelik from the Malika itself. The Kveger is saying it's a heter to do it, but it's not a chelik of the Malika itself. Now, the Shaila is, we still asked on Bnei Rabchia, and we were asking that if it's a machshir of the Simon, so how, still, so what does Havdalah tell me? You're saying maybe don't do the whole machshir, still a little bit madna, and Bechlal, the Bnei Rabchia, that you have two choices. And more than that, also, where would this come from? L'maisa, this halacha revosa, you did one sin, and what's that? So the Rosh Yosef has a geshmak of pshat over here. The Rosh Yosef over here says, like this, says that the pshat over here in this din, the reason you have to do revosa is because kol ze'achnes into the din of mul oirif. That means there's a kiyum in the malika that has to be mul oirif. And since you have to be doing it mimul oiref, so a chelik of the malika is you have to be doing mul oiref, And you have to, since the derech of mul arif is the mafrekas v'roiv basar and the simen, so memela that becomes now the seder of the malika itself. The seder of the malika itself is mafrekas v'roiv basar and simonim, and memela even if you're going to do mafrekas and one simen, you still have to do the roiv basar because you have to be a kiyum of mul arif. So it means Rabbi Kvegar was learning that mul arif is just a kiilu, a location, a place. And he's saying, no, the mul arif states that a seder in the malika itself is that does these achen gain narayin into the etzem, into the malika.
You need to do it back.
I'm saying so that's kipshutai. Now, Shal is backwards, and also if so, lemaisa, it's still mudna to me personally that Liavdil says what? So can you? So according to that, could you just do my frankes rabbas and skip the simon because you get two out of three? Mafrekas Rav Basar, I'll skip the simon because I got two out of the three. I don't think it's just two out of three issue here. So I was perhaps Agdara of this thing, similar to what we were saying last time, that there's really two halakim to the shechita. Loyavdu is kipshutai, the way you makayim loyavdu by chatas is by not doing the second simon. So we were talking last time that there's two parts of the shechita. There's the chelik of the shechita that's two and a half, that's the hechsher of the shechita. And then there's the chelik, which is still considered the maisa of the shechita, which could be the miyabasra, that could be the maisa shechita, is mitzurv to the maisa shechita, even though etzim hechsher shechita was chal with the miyad kama, with the roiv kama. And the hemshech of the shechita is still chelik of the maisa shechita. So we're tying that the Neidib Yudah says, that according to Rashi, that you could passel in the miyabasra of oif. So in miyabasra, who had been in the second simon of oif? That means it's still a chiluk of the ma'aseh shechita. It's still a chiluk of the ma'aseh shechita. Even though Rashi is mashmi, even lechatchila, you don't have to do it. We'll see when we get to that second parak. But it's still a chiluk of the ma'aseh shechita. That's what we're on it to teach. The idea of the second siman of the life is that it's still a chiluk of the ma'aseh shechita. And the Mela, that's how come you could pass on there. So if that would be true, so it means Le'yavdil says you have to do the whole heksher of the life, but you don't have to complete everything that's in the ma'aseh of the shechita of the life. Stop before you complete the ma'aseh. So don't do the second simon. It's a big steer in Rashi, because Rashi holds, okay, whatever. So, perhaps the taich of this Rashi Yosef that he's saying, that the mafrekes and the roiv basar go into the malika, doesn't mean that becomes the heksher of that's the heksher of the malika, is oif ketal with the mafrekes and the roiv basar. But the Maisa Malika is Be'etzem, and the Etzem Maisa Malika is included in the Mafrekas of Rabbasar and the Simon, the Chelik of the Simon, the Chelik, which is twin life, the Etzem Heksher of the Malika, is the Maisa being done in the Simon. But the Maisa being done in the Mafrekas and the Rabbasar is still Chelik of the Etzem Maisa Shchita. It has to be done by Atma Shalkoyin, could be. Dr. Rabbi Kiyager is mitzadet. It's not just a heter to do it. But it's a Chelik of the Etzem Malika. But it's not the Chelik of the Machsher of the Malika itself.
Why do you have to go back?
Because that's the mice, that you have to do that. He's saying the mice, it's not part of Avdala. What is that? I'm not sure. I mean, it's kachim over here. So there's a seder in what the avoida is. There's a seder avoida. Let's say he didn't do the right basar. So is it still mutabach? I don't know. Maybe in a chami. I mean, the. I hear what you're saying. So the loyavdil, the havdalah is on those chalakim that's not true of the heksher of the malika, but it's still chelik of the ma'aseh malika. So the simon sheni is loyavd is havdalah. The mafrekes that's what the marashah is saying. The mafrekes is. There's a kima of Avdala in the Mafrekas because that's a chiluk of the Malika. If you do it like the Mishnah, so the Malika starts already from the Mafrekas. That's where he's doing the Malika. So there, you're doing the Malika, you do the Simon, and the Avdala will be in the second Simon. If you're doing the Simonim over here, so then the Gemar of the Maisa, which is the Mafrekas, is going to be a kima of Layavdala, is a kima of Avdala. But it's a chiluk of the Malika, even if it's not a chiluk of the Machshir of the Malika, Be'etzem. So B'nir Pchir is not arguing the Mishnah. Everyone agrees that the Etzem. Halfway to Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega says everyone holds it. It's a machshir. The malika is the simanim, but he's back and forth that the Rebbe Zoy, the Rebbe Bosa, and the Mafrekas is nothing. So the Rishis was saying it's neschadish in the Seder Malika that you have to do the Rebos and the Mafrekas as a chelik of the Maisa Ashkita, as a chelik of the Maisa Malika. And by Oila, you have to do both. Because everything that goes into the Maisa Malika, you have to do all of it. It could be that the only thing that you have to do by Leyavdil is only the Leyavdil is machadish that you. Here. And Leyavdil is saying is that you could leave over the Mafrekas if you're Machzer. But Mimela would come out that even according to the Rosh Yosef and the Marsha, there's still no machalikas between the Bnei Rebchia and us in the Etzem Hechshar the Shechita. But this would all go into the Maisa Malika if he does it regular. So let's go without Machzer. If he goes without Machzer, so Pshat is that he's starting already the Malika from the Mafrekas, and he's, the Etzem Hechshar the Malika is still only in the Simonim. So now. That's true. So that would be Miashav, the way the Rashi and the Marsha are going, and it would explain most of the Dukim and Rashi also. Now, Lagavi, when we started, so the Gemara says if he does from the Shipui Roshai, if he starts Agrama, so the Shaila is, first of all, it's Agrama in the Mafrakis, according to that sheet, and second of all, why are we bringing down Higim Shish V'Shachash Neshalish? So the teretz would be, is that why does Rebchanin ben Antigonus hold that Shachat Shnei Shlish, the Higum Shish Shachat Shnei Shlish is good? Is because Rebchanin ben Antigonus holds that basically that Rebchanin, if not what the sheet of the Mahalach, Rebchanin ben Antigonus holds is that because. This chelik of the Maisa is be'etzim na'agrom is l'mala me'ashibu kaiva. So me'mela, it's not mitzdarif to the etzim Maisa Ashkita. Since it's not mitzdarif to the etzim Maisa Ashkita, so you can't pasal the Ashkita by doing a Maisa over there. It's not chamechal, chalis pasalos over there, because it's not a chelik of the Maisa Ashkita. Me'mela, it's kasha atchatzakan apagum. In Rebchanin ben Antigonus is a world. But over here, once you have the mafrakes is not karcha part of the Maisa Ashrita, Maisa Malika. The Teres Bechadish Mul Arif, that the Maisa Malika starts from the mafrakes. The Maisa Malika starts from the mafrakes, has been batz Mishal Kayim, maybe according to that in the Kriya and Safik, we were saying in the Rishis. So the Etzem Maisa Malika Avada starts from over there, from before. So Mimila, over there, Avada, even La Halacha we would go, doesn't make a difference about the many things. Over there, just like Rashi says, all the other psulim, all the other psulim in the Miyakam of Avada Pasal. That's Rashi says is a pashtas and davlam. Only the hagrama of Rebchanin ben Antigonus doesn't pass on the miyakama. But that's all because you could say I could start from over here because since it's lamalim and amakam ashrita doesn't it's not mechal cholis pasas over there. So it's not amakam ashrita to mechal cholis pasas over there. Yeah, say whatever you want. Say that the mafka chiusa from the middle is considered that the whole kana has mafka chiusa. But it's lamalam and amakam shchita that it's not mechal chalos pasos over there. So the mela over here where you can't say that anymore because over here it's al karach. The terz mechadish that the mafrekas is in the ma'isa shchita, in the ma'isa malika.
Oh, mine.
You can't say chatzah kampanga on that. Then you're missing in the ma'isa malika. Then you don't have the mafrekas. Then it's a treifa. You have to include it in the Maisa Malika. Because the Torah is Mechadish that he needs that to be in the Chelika, unless you hold Machzer. Without Machzer, you need that to be part of that to Maisa Malika. And you can't start from after there. At least it will be a Trefa. But even without Trefa, some will be possible because it's missing in the Atzma Shalkayin, call it. Manoshach. So maybe that's a place to be Mechal Chalei Sagrama. Or it'll be Nevela, I'll say you don't have it. Manoshach. But the zikr won't be kosher. Okay.